I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
After a bitter confirmation battle, the swearing-in of Justice Kavanaugh was a political victory for President Trump.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
I'm here today to tell the truth.
Kavanaugh was confirmed despite allegations of sexual misconduct that he denied. And now the president is using Kavanaugh to mobilize Republican voters for the midterms.
On November 6th, you will have the chance to stop the radical Democrats, and that's what they've become, by electing a Republican House and a Republican Senate. We will increase our majorities.
But Democrats were also fired up by the Kavanaugh battle. Protesters took to the streets and were cheered on by Democratic senators, including Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
We have lifted the voices of millions of survivors of sexual assault. We have refused to be the women who sit down and shut up.
The intensity of the protests will spill over into the November elections, says Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
Let's use this week to give us all that extra energy that we know we have, to remember that the bottom line is that they may have the power right now, but we need to take it back.
The Kavanaugh battle could wind up energizing both parties before the midterms, says analyst Kyle Kondik.
Maybe some of that animus remains for Republicans, and that is a rallying cry for the midterm. But again, I think history would tell us, and polling data, I think, generally tells us that the Democrats are a little more animated over Kavanaugh and over other things.
I believe that we have power.
The Kavanaugh battle could also motivate a pivotal group of women voters, says Democratic analyst Jim Kessler.
And then there's a group of voters, older women, that have been a pretty good support group for Republicans. They're starting to turn on Republicans, and I think they may be the deciding factor in this election.
We're really looking forward to the vote.
But for Trump, a focus on Kavanaugh could excite his base, says Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
He looks at the numbers and sees he's doing poorly anywhere but his base, so he decides for his own personal sanity and his own personal kind of ego sense that he says, all right, I'll just look at how well I'm doing among my base and just talk to my base. So that's part of the reason he's doing it.
The election may turn on whether the president's loyal base can withstand a big Democratic turnout looking to send Trump a message on November 6th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.